Okay, so just to warn listeners and viewers, I chose to. Okay, let me just
You're
explain what I did.
sick. You're sick.
What did you
Yeah.
say? Okay,
I call sabotage.
Okay. So the reason I wanted to venture back to this episode, okay. Remember when they showed that never before seen moment during the what is that? What is the Lucy Lucy Apple Juicy season? That season 9?
I think so, yeah.
So they show, because as Bravo has shown us, when they're mad at you, they will show the footage they've been holding on to protect you from the audience, right? So they were like, so Andy, because remember Camille was like on a tear at that reunion, and she was kind of like the only one defending Lisa. But Andy was like, Camille, you had an issue with Lisa, didn't you, back in season 2? And she's like, I did, I did. And they showed that footage, the never before seen footage of her leaving this party, being like, you threw me under the bus just now, Lisa. You told me to say that. And I remember being like, do I need to go back and watch all of Beverly Hills again with a completely different perspective? Because up until that point, like, I watched in real time Beverly Hills. And even when I had it on like in the background as like a rewatch, like comfort blanket, you still were watching it with like your old perspective.
100%.
So I went back and rewatched it. Like, was Lisa really the one plotting, like they had been wrongfully accusing her
100%.
of this whole time?
100%.
So
But I
I
also, but
go
I
ahead.
also famously have like the world's worst taste in housewives, and I think you just have to own that about yourselves. I know that like it's passé, it's not a good look anymore. I'm still an LVP girly from like I still ride for her. I think that she was like the first of her kind to be able to pull the strings, and she got away with it for a very long time.
My friend P has convinced me that LVP, that I, like, as I used to hate LVP, once I was so duped and I went back and watched, I was watching, I was like, oh, and then she did, oh, and then she, but Pia has convinced me that, like, no, Emily, that's just because she was that good at it. And so I've like flipped back to being like, I like you, but for a different reason, because you're such a good villain. But when I went back and rewatched, I wasn't like recapping or examining or doing anything like that. So I was like, you know, let's go back to that, because this is like such a pivotal shift in all of the dynamics. I didn't remember how poorly they handled
Yeah,
the
terrible.
abuse situation.
Yeah.
But like, not just the cast. Like production,
Right.
Bravo, all of it.
Yes.
So this is like as you guys do on your show, like what age, like Blockbuster?
The whole first episode he made us watch is what aged like Blockbuster. The second
Yeah.
one, some of it aged a little better, not Ace Young, but the rest of it aged a little better.
Yeah.
But that whole first episode was tough.
It was like the first episode you had us watch. It was like, okay, and now a reprieve. Let's go to Kim's addiction storyline
Yeah.
with Ken. Ugh, that motherfucker. I don't think I've ever seen someone like, I don't think I've ever seen a human being that's had more. It's we start the episode with like her dragging Kyle in crying to meet him. Well, okay, so first this is how it starts. So like previously we have Taylor being mad because Lisa has said she has no friends, and Kyle has said the famous line, "She Lisa preys on the weak," which Kyle meant kind of as like a an encouraging thing to Taylor, you know,
Yeah.
which was like Lisa will never let this go. Like for years, Lisa will remind Kyle that
Right.
she has said this. Remember, like this will be a thing. But Kyle's like, I meant that like to encourage Taylor to stand up to you because
Yeah.
maybe Lisa preys on the weak. I'm like, see, the more you say it, Kyle, the worse it
Oh,
gets, you
Doogie,
see.
Doogie, Doogie, Doogie. And that's the thing about Doogie Richards. It's so funny to see her. She has been doogieing since day one. Like, her favorite thing to do is to like talk shit and hype both sides up. And then when those two people finally come together, she gets to be the victim. And she's like, oh my God, my friends are fighting. This is like so hard for me. I can't believe it. I don't want to get involved. And it's like, you actually did a lot of this, Doogie.
Yeah,
Yeah.
which is evident.
Mm-hmm. And this was season two. So this was back in my loving Kyle Richards days. Like, I loved Kyle. I considered myself a Kyle. Kind of still do, but now
I liked
like
Kyle. I liked Kyle back then. Yeah. Too.
And when I would rewatch stuff, I didn't have a 2023 hating Kyle lens. But so this was my first time like watching an older episode and saying, like, oh no, you're a vile woman. So even when she was on that like rodeo horse, I was rolling my eyes because I was like, she is trying to get the edit she wants this whole time.
It
she
was. Worked. It worked yeah. until it didn't. And I feel yeah. like
until Lisa was gone.
Right. I feel like mm-hmm. a high school boy being like, well, I liked this band before it was cool because I saw through Doogie shit since day one. But I wow. will say Kyle, for me, is always the most likable when she is with Kim, because there is something so like deeply relatable and authentic about her and Kim and her trying to like both cover up for Kim, but also kind of drag her publicly. It's like this weird balance that's like a very sister thing that we see. And it's like the realest thing about her is, I think, her relationships with her sister, because even when she's trying to hide the mess, she can't.
I kind of I know what you mean, because it's like I blame Big Kathy always for all of the sister dynamics. 100%. And you can see that mm-hmm. the most in Kyle. Like, Kyle was the baby. Mm-hmm. And didn't get properly protected by Big Kathy. So she was trying to like make her family appear normal to mm-hmm. all of her normal friends, but mm-hmm. she had to deal with Kim and Kathy. And that's probably an impossible feat.
And yeah. there's even a scene with Mauricio. I forget what he said. I should have taken notes. But there was something he said where, like, she gave him the eyes, too, where she was like, careful what you're going to say. Because she did it to Kim during a couple scenes. But then when he was at, it's Mauricio, Kyle, Adrian, and whatever Adrian's husband's name is. Dr. Aww. 90210. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Mauricio says something, and she, like, just glances, like, please be quiet. You're on camera. And mm-hmm. we get those eyes from Kyle a lot.
Yep. Mm-hmm. The taglines for this season, we've got Lisa's classic, life isn't all diamonds and rosé, but it should be. That bitch knew that. She's so good. Mm-hmm. So good. Kyle's, I'm not the richest girl in Beverly Hills, but I am the luckiest.
In Beverly Hills, in this town of Beverly Hills, it's Beverly Hills and it's my town in Beverly Hills.
Yeah, but in season two, we didn't know that it was going to continue on for 9 more years. So it's
we had
still
no
fresh.
Idea.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
cute. Yeah.
Kim's is so good. People try to figure me out, but I'm one of a kind.
She sure is.
She sure is. And like the little clips that they show too, she's doing this like little dance. I'm like, yeah, Kim.
I love Kim. I wish that she could come back in like a full friend of capacity. Like, as long as we knew it was good for her mental health, good for her sobriety, like kept her healthy. But I just find her delightful. Everything about her, from her little shoulder shimmy shakes to just... I really love her. She has a sweet spirit about her, even when she's clearly unwell.
Season four Kim was the best. Because mm-hmm. she was like sober, you know, I'm putting that in quotes, because like, you know, questionable the amount of meds they were putting her on, like right. not necessary. But like, I feel like that's rich people sober, where they're like, uh-huh. sure, whatever.
A stepping stone.
Yeah, close enough. But she was like so goofy and just she was fantastic. That was the one with like the squirrels, where she uh-huh. just like wanted to squeeze the squirrels and the turtles. Like, that was her top tier season. Mm-hmm. Taylor's, I finally found my voice and I'm not afraid to use it. I just, it's only season two, so I like, mm-hmm. we can't, it doesn't have the impact really, because it's like, well, we only knew you one season. So.
Right, right.
Okay, I'm glad you finally found it, I guess.
Yeah.
Adrian's is so Adrian's. This is the thing, Adrian wasn't really built for reality TV.
So I disagree. Adrian, yeah, someone tweeted, and I forget who it was, but they were like, it was a poll, and they said, who is the queen of Beverly Hills? Is it Lisa Vanderpump or Kyle? And I said, can someone please call me when Adrian is added to these choices? Because I refuse to answer. Adrian, I think, is phenomenal. I can't even speak because I'm so thrilled with Adrian.
The hair tinsel.
Yeah. I really love Adrian. Yeah. Put her on The Traitors, put her on Celebrity Big Brother, put her on everything.
I well, love those how are different openly...
those are better shows for Adrian, I think.
I don't know, because she is that level of delusional where she doesn't realize how poorly she's coming across. Like, I forgot how openly her and Paul hated each other. Yes. Like, all of their scenes make me laugh so hard because it's like they're this is them trying. Yeah. This is them trying to show the world they're in love. And I'm like, oh, you guys like might actually murder each other.
But here's the problem. As soon as it became like, give us the real stuff, she books it.
That's true.
That's where I'm like, if she would give it to us, I'm in.
Yeah, but there are other women. One of them was just listed as a potential queen of Beverly Hills that also don't show us their real life.
Lisa.
And another one was fired this year, Lisa Rinna. And so if you're not going to show us who you are, I'd at least like to love you like Adrian.
Okay, fine. Argument taken.
The problem with Adrian, I think, isn't even at this point. At this point where we are, I don't think there's a problem with Adrian.
I think
the problem is when Brandy comes with the information.
There we go. Next season.
Yeah. So I think that's where I'm thinking
is when Brandy comes. But that's Brandy was just really doing Lisa's bidding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that for whatever reason, Adrian thought that was private information and she would have continued to shine the way she did as a star in the first three seasons if that information didn't come out. We can compare it to Jen Shah. If this Jen Shah illegal stuff didn't come out, Jen Shah would have continued to shine.
Surrogacy, rotting the
Wasn't
elderly.
Wasn't such a disappointment, though, when you found out what the big thing was that Brandy said? You're like, surrogacy?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was hoping it was something real dark, but yeah, like but
I wanted her to like kill a man, and that's she washed his body with soap too. Yeah,
way to go! That was good. Camille's is fantastic. Diamonds aren't a girl's best friend. Freedom is sure.
Oh, Camille,
take it. Good. Well, center diamond was Adrian this season.
For good reason, yeah.
I didn't realize that she was... I wouldn't put her at, like, center diamond for this season. I kind of would have put, like, Taylor. But she probably was too fragile to handle that.
Yeah.
Yeah, she couldn't have handled that pressure.
No.
But this is the transition season where LVP really kind of took over. Because if you remember in season one... it was all framed through Adrian. Like, here are my fabulous group of friends, and I live across the street from this quirky British woman. Mm-hmm. And so this was the season where LVP put up her iPad picture and said, oh no, my ego, it's big, but it's valid.
So LVP calls Kyle as she's walking in. So Kyle, was it production saying, LVP, call right now? And then Kyle goes, hey, so I can't find you guys. Where are you? And LVP going, what do you mean? I'm not in a hotel. What are you talking about? Are you not here? No. Oh, I thought you were at Taylor's event. No, I'm actually calling to invite you to tea. Oh, sorry. That was like, mwah. Whoever orchestrated that phone call.
Perfection.
And with cameras on both ends, because so many times now it's just like a video call, like where we would see Lisa on the phone and then Kyle running through the halls. But for the camera to be in both places, truly God's work.
Mm-hmm. They knew Lisa because they always do. Beverly Hills loves a let's show the invite scene. Beverly Hills loves those scenes, like watch me calling.
Yeah.
They love that. So they were already going to show that, but the producers were like, no, let's definitely get it. We're like, Kyle's walking in. I don't know how they timed it so perfectly. And yeah. Kyle, do you think Kyle really didn't know Lisa was invited?
So this is my thing, is that I feel like she didn't. I feel like she did know. I feel like there's a call sheet. I feel like they are scheduled to show up. Like, I feel like she knew. I am such a Doogie hater. Like, it's my favorite sport to hate on her, that it really took me a minute to accept that LVP called her, because in my mind, I wanted it to be that she called LVP to be like, where are you guys? But I know that that's not reality. However, that would be in line with what Doogie would be up to. But I wouldn't put it past her that she did know. And she in production was like, hey, Lisa's going to call you. We need to like move the storyline along that she's not invited. Mm.
Because like, there was sure. a, like there is a hint of acting to her tone. There's a hint of like, oh, are you not here? Oh, oops. There's a hint of that. So yeah.
It's the same energy every time she gets on an airplane. It's like, I believe you're nervous for this, but you're putting on a show for
yeah,
us.
Yeah, yeah.
And now that they fly all the time and they're in private jets because now they're just so fucking mm-hmm. rich, she's just not doing that. She doesn't have time to put that right. performance on every single time.
Every
That's
time.
Just, oh my God. She's like, all right, I'm suddenly over it. Wait, didn't she get hypnotized with Teddy? They did like hypnotherapy. Yeah. She's magically cured. She's like, I need to knock this storyline off. So let's get hypnotized on camera together. But Taylor has not invited Lisa because she knows that she doesn't like her. And we do get the flashback of when Russell's like, I might just threaten to sue Lisa for selling that story about Russell and or about them breaking up. But there was mm-hmm. also so the whole Lisa selling stories thing. Okay. This is where I was when I watched it again, I was with the fresh eyes. I was like, oh my God, there was that story about Taylor being really skinny.
Mm-hmm.
And Lisa was always every time she saw Taylor, the first thing out of her mouth would be, Taylor, you're not eating. You're not eating. I'm worried about you. And then literally mm-hmm. the story that was planted right. was all of her friends are worried about her because she's not eating.
Yeah. And I mean, for her, I love LVP, but there are some parts of this that is just like so peak mm-hmm. second season when she goes, it's nice to know she's been eating, even if it's just diet pills. I'm like, well, all right. Okay.
Yeah. Like that was just, it was also like a dead giveaway.
Yeah.
You just blew your cover. Like, just don't say that.
Just like I've been planning that confessional since the moment I called Radar Online.
So Lisa, I mean, she goes right for it. She goes, well, I heard you had an event yesterday and they all went. Adrian tries. She tries to keep it light. She's like, and that was so nice that you were nominated, Taylor. Like, no, this is a nice try though. Nice try. But Lisa's like, well, I was quite upset that you didn't invite me, to be honest. I've always been very kind to you. That is a reach, Lisa, but I like that you tried. I like that you tried. Now mm-hmm. see, this is where Lisa thinks that she can still maintain that she's been kind to Taylor and nothing but loving and supportive. Mm-hmm. Because she's like, she thinks she can maintain that narrative, but Taylor gets to bust this out. Mm. Lisa, the last two times we've had a conversation, you've led into it by saying, and I quote, I am not your friend. And what? Lisa said, I haven't said I'm not your friend. Now here, Taylor goes to like a different place. She goes, now, Lisa, you better backtrack, girl. And I'm like, oh shit. So here's
she's been practicing this in the shower.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, Taylor came into this. She had conversations with Kyle and Camille ahead mm-hmm. of time. Like, 100%. They hyped her up. They were like, yeah, no, mm-hmm. fuck Lisa. Like, that's not cool at all. Like, they had shit talking conversations. Mm-hmm. So Taylor was amped up. She came in this ready to she's like, I didn't invite her to my event. I don't care. I'm not even sorry. Mm-hmm. She knows she wasn't invited. Like, she came with a different level of confidence that we've ever seen mm-hmm. her have with Lisa. And so Lisa says, why would I invite you to come and stay at my house? This is where Taylor has her number. Okay. This is why I'm so fascinated by the scene. She says, because it makes you look like a saint. If she had maintained that, like, and stayed right there, mm-hmm. she could have owned Lisa in this scene. Mm-hmm. She could have said, you're only nice to me because you know I'm needing things, blah, blah, blah. But then she goes here. And she goes, don't cut me off. This is what you do. You start conversations with me and Camille. And I'm like, oh, no, no. All right. Well, mm-hmm. okay. Here we go.
Yep.
Now you fucked up. Because Camille's like, nope, nope. You did not clear this with me. Okay? You did not clear this with me. So now the whole room is nervous. Mm-hmm. Because now she's like a rogue operative. And everyone who's been talking shit about Lisa is like, she could, it's like a kamikaze mission.
Mm-hmm. But this is kind of the power of LVP, that this was an ambush. They were going to come to her turf. They've been hyping up Taylor. This was going to be the Lisa has one season under her belt, and now she thinks she's the queen of this franchise, and we're going to take her down a peg. That was supposed to be initially this conversation. I think all the women were going to have Taylor be the fall guy, but like they were hoping, they had a script and Taylor went off script. And the power of LVP is that, like, it totally then, because Taylor looped Camille in, Camille was like, oh no, 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 no. Like, I already was the most hated person in the world last season. I'm not about to go against LVP. And it totally flips because these women are all talking shit about each other behind the scenes, and because they're all clearly talking about the things that Taylor has been telling them behind the scenes.
Yeah.
It completely turns into an intervention for Taylor. And that, like, that is why LVP was the queen for so long, because like, who else could do that? Who else could take something that is intentionally meant to take them down and make it kind of like ruin somebody else's life instead?
So you do think that they knew Taylor was coming in with this?
100%. Kyle was on the phone with her. Camille was on the phone of like, you should approach her about this. This wasn't cool. You have the, you just didn't invite her to that thing. You have the upper hand. And I think Taylor, like a lot of housewives do, I think she got a little too hyped, a little too big for her britches. And she was like, okay, cool, we're going to take down LVP. And there wasn't that.
She thought it was a we. She thought we were going to, but they were like, we never said we.
Hi guys, thank you so much for listening and for watching. If you wouldn't mind, if you are listening, could you please leave a 5-star rate and review? That would be amazing. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure you're subscribed, like this video, and comment below. That would also be fantastic. Don't forget, I've got the Patreon up and running now. That is where all the Bravo jams will be covered. I'm talking Table Flip. I'm talking old school Atlanta. I'm talking old school Beverly Hills. All the good stuff that brought us together as Bravo fans. And of course, follow me on social media if you're not already, at She Speaks Bravo on TikTok and on Instagram. And if you want to go that extra mile to support me, buy me a coffee, or two, or five, at buymeacoffee.com/SheSpeaksBravo. All right, guys, I'll see you next time.
Hey, Troy and Kelly here, and we are the hosts of Beyond the Blinds podcast, where you'll get all your celebrity gossip needs.
We'll take you beyond the celebrity blinds and dive deeper into the dark side of Hollywood.
This podcast is full of scandal, intrigue, and gossip surrounding your favorite celebrities.
Listen now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Don't be rotted.